Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppleberry. Today, I'm answering a question from Daniel about Bluetooth remotes and button mapping with Input Remapper. Daniel wants to know whether he needs a specific type of Bluetooth remote to map buttons to custom functions, or if there are devices designed specifically programmable buttons for computers. Let me break this down for you, Daniel. The good news is that most Bluetooth remotes will work with Input Remapper, but some are definitely better suited for this purpose than others. First, let's talk about what Input Remapper actually sees when you connect a Bluetooth device. Input Remapper works by intercepting input events from various devices and remapping them to different functions. When you press a button on a Bluetooth remote, it sends a specific key code or input event to your computer. Input Remapper can capture these events and redirect them to whatever function you want. Now, regarding your question about whether you need a specific type of remote, you don't necessarily need a special type, but certain characteristics will make your life much easier. Most basic Bluetooth remotes, like those designed for media players, smart TVs, or presentation clickers, will work. However, some remotes are designed with very specific protocols that might not translate well to standard input events. The key thing to look for is a remote that registers as a standard HID device. That's human interface device. These show up to your computer as keyboards, mice, or game controllers, which Input Remapper can easily work with. Most simple Bluetooth remotes fall into this category. For your specific use case with just two buttons, you have several excellent options. Presentation remotes are actually perfect for this. They typically have forward and back buttons, sometimes with additional functions like a laser pointer, and they're designed to be simple and reliable. Brands like Logitech make presentation remotes that work beautifully with Input Remapper. Another great option is Bluetooth media remotes. These often have play, pause, next, previous, and volume buttons. Even if you only plan to use two of the buttons, having extras gives you room to expand your setup later. Now, there are indeed devices made specifically as programmable buttons for computers. These are sometimes called macro pads or programmable keypads. Some come with Bluetooth connectivity, and they're designed from the ground up to be customizable. Companies like Elgato make Stream Decks, though those are typically USB. For Bluetooth specifically, you might look at devices marketed toward gamers or content creators. Here's what I'd recommend for your shopping criteria. First, make sure that the device explicitly mentions compatibility with Windows, Mac, or Linux, whatever system you're using. Second, look for devices that mention HID compatibility or describe themselves as keyboard-like devices. Third, avoid remotes that are heavily branded for specific devices or services, as these sometimes use proprietary protocols. Some specific product categories to consider: presentation clickers from Logitech, Kensington, or similar brands, Bluetooth media remotes designed for Android TV or similar platforms, small Bluetooth keyboards or keypads, and gaming-focused macro pads with Bluetooth keyboards or keypads, and gaming-focused macro pads with Bluetooth connectivity. One important technical consideration: some Bluetooth remotes go into sleep mode very quickly to preserve battery life. This can cause a slight delay when you first press a button after the device has been idle. For most use cases, this isn't a problem. But if you need instant response, look for remotes that mention low latency or always-on connectivity. Also, consider the physical design. Since you're planning to use this as a custom input device, think about how you'll actually use it. Do you want something small that fits in your pocket? Something that sits on your desk? Buttons that are easy to distinguish by feel? These practical considerations matter just as much as the technical compatibility. Regarding Input Remapper specifically, it's quite robust in terms of device compatibility. It can handle most standard input devices, and it has good support for detecting and configuring new devices. When you connect your Bluetooth remote, Input Remapper should be able to see the button presses and allow you to map them to whatever functions you need. One last tip: before you buy, check if the manufacturer provides information about what key codes or input events the device sends. This isn't always available, but when it is, it can help you verify compatibility. You can also look for user reviews from people who mention using the device for custom applications or with remapping software. To directly answer your question, you don't need a special type of Bluetooth remote, but choosing one designed as a simple HID device will make your setup much smoother. Presentation remotes are probably your best bet for a reliable, simple, two-button solution that works well with Input Remapper. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. I hope this helps you find the perfect Bluetooth remote for your button mapping project, Daniel. Remember, the key is finding something simple, reliable, and designed to work as a standard input device. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you to keep asking those great questions.